Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Finished work. I'm trying to make this reservation. So, for our birthdays, and I talked about this on Throwing Down, but I assume some of you don't listen to Throwing Down. But Mark and I have birthdays. I had a birthday in August. He has a birthday in September. He had his citizen, he's getting his citizenship, so that's something we want to celebrate. And he got a promotion at work. And whenever Filipinos are celebrating something, it's the, you know, in the States, if you have a birthday or if you get a promotion or you, you know, whatever, your friends take you out for dinner or throw you a party or, you know, whatever the case may be. But in the Philippines, the tradition is that the person celebrating the birthday or the life event throws the party for themselves and pays for the party. So it could be at your house, it could be at a restaurant, it could be whatever, but the person having the birthday or having the life event is the one that does it. So it's completely different than what we do in the US. So Mark's like, oh, well, for our birthdays and for, you know, all the stuff, I think we should just take a group of my friends out to dinner and we'll just lump a bunch of stuff together. We'll lump our two birthdays. We'll lump my, you know, because we get stressed out when we try to throw parties here at the house. And I agree with him. I mean, it's stressful cleaning and either catering, like buying food and bringing in or cooking for a large number of people, setting up the house to accommodate 20 or 30 people. It's just, blah. Plus, Filipinos have a high expectation of these parties. They want, I'm not besmirching Filipinos, it's just a completely different culture. They expect there to be photo backdrops and, you know, all of this stuff when you're having, it's just, maybe, I don't know. That's the way it is when we go to these Filipino parties. If there's a photo backdrop, there's some DJ, there's like all of this stuff, you know, and like all kinds of food and all that. So you feel really stressed out when you're trying to, you know, a lot of times they'll prepare games in advance. It's a whole party planning thing, you know. It's very stressful. We don't enjoy planning parties. So it's like not. So he's like, okay, why don't we do a restaurant? So I said, you know what? I will do this because most of these things that we're celebrating are yours. So I will do this for you. And we talked about it, and I thought there were two restaurants that we were interested in, and I only needed to narrow it down between those two. So I called both of them. I gathered the information. I'm still waiting on a callback from one of them, but I got basic information over the phone. And I gave him the information. He said, well, maybe we should research other restaurants. And I was like, ugh. I thought we had already, and he's like, well, I can do the research. But then I feel bad because I was going to do the research. But now he's expanding the list. And I've already done the legwork for these other two. And I was thinking, well, we just should pick one of those, you know. But anyway, so that's what I've been working. I mean, other than working, like I've been communicating with these restaurants. I got emailed a prefix or a buffet menu. Not buffet, but like a, it's not a buffet, it's a steakhouse, but when you have a large group, they do not allow for ordering off of the menu. They want you to select a prefix menu that has, you know, a couple of appetizers, a couple of salads, a couple of entree options, a couple of dessert options, and then they use that smaller menu for your group, so it's easier for the kitchen, I guess. And you agree upon the price beforehand, like per head, and then, you know. So anyway, I've been working on that, and the dinner is next Monday. We've already done the invite, but we just told them the restaurant was TBD because we were trying to get a count for the, like, it's the chicken or the egg problem. Like, do you, because I can't call a restaurant and make a reservation unless I know who's going to attend, but I can't know who's going to attend unless they, you know, tell us. And so we had to do the Facebook event first to see who said yes. And, you know, and then call the restaurant and see if they can accommodate that many people. It's 24 people. And it's happening next week. So hopefully we will figure out what we're doing and make this reservation, because today's Wednesday, you know, Monday is the dinner. And we don't even have a restaurant booked and reserved and all that kind of stuff yet. So, but luckily the two restaurants that we're talking to both have availability on Monday. So if, you know, whatever we choose, I think we can make the reservation tomorrow, fill out whatever paperwork and give them our credit card information. It's a lot of work though, planning things. So anyway, we had already talked about the weekend. Monday, I didn't really do anything. You know, I'll say this. I signed up. I don't even want to talk about this because I'm not going to tell anyone. Like, I do not want listeners to feel like I'm going to be badgering them for support or anything like that. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to try some various side hustle-y things like affiliate marketing. And maybe I even do a YouTube channel, you know? I mean, who knows? YouTube channel, blog posts, affiliate marketing, all that kind of, I've talked about it before. And, but I'm not trying to filter you guys to this. I just want to say, you know, maybe one day I can just be a full-time, I will never be an influencer, but maybe one day I could make enough money off of, who knows, podcast, YouTube channel, blog, affiliate market, whatever. You know, I could just quit everything and just travel and produce content and produce whatever. I don't know. But I thought, you know what, I'm just going to see if I get all of these recommendations, all these YouTube videos showing you how to set up affiliate marketing or like affiliate accounts with various sites and how to. And one thing is, I know a lot about podcasting. I don't want to be one of those spammy, you know, affiliate marketer that just picks some random, you know, product and then tries to be a shill for that product. But I was thinking, you know, there are some topics that I do know stuff about, like podcasting. Like, I know a little bit about video production. I know a little bit about cameras. I know about all this equipment that I use for podcasting. I know a lot about software, various software packages that I use. And so I was thinking, well, you know, I could mix that with my ability to create content via either video, audio, or website. And then I could, when I do, like, let's say I do a list of, oh, here is the podcasting equipment that I use, for instance. So I'm not just making some spam webpage. It's like, hey, here's the podcasting equipment that I use. If you're interested in using that same podcasting equipment, go to this link and it has that. And then those links go to Amazon and I have a little affiliate link and, whatever the case may be. And you know, if we travel and we really like something and we want to recommend some travel product or something, hey, there's another. I know something about it. I've used it, whatever. So bottom line, I've thought, you know, this would be an interesting thing to kind of play around with and just see if I could get any traction. There are other things you can do. You can actually purchase Google ads or ad, like, so when people do searches, so let's say they search for best podcast equipment 2022, you could buy an ad that would, when someone searched for that, would come up and then send them to a page where you've written an article. Hey, here's the podcasting equipment that I recommend. And by the way, if you want to purchase it, here's a link. And you can do it in a way that's not spammy. I know there's a lot of spammy ones, but I think you can do it in a quality way. And then you earn a little extra money. If it's something that someone already wanted, then, and if you do software and you do subscriptions and it's something quality, and you get enough people clicking on those and signing up, then you can have a ongoing income stream. I feel like I'm selling you guys on like multi-level marketing or something. Anyway, So bottom line is I signed up for my Amazon affiliate account last night, and I was not, it's weird. You immediately get access to it, but for your official approval, you have to have 3 transactions within the first 180 days using your affiliate link. So, and there are a couple of other criteria as well. So it's not like I'm on my probationary period, I guess. Now I've just got to figure out what I'm going to do. Like if I'm going to produce a video or a blog post or like what I'm going to do to start using it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.